The Life 100.3 Worship Tour, making 5 stops across central Ontario, featuring Brooke Nichols and special local guest worship leaders at each location. Let's get the inside scoop with Brooke Nichols right now. Good morning, Brooke.
Hey, good morning.
Glad to be able to talk to you. Are you excited to be part of this tour?
Oh my goodness, I really can't even wait. I'm just so excited.
Live events have been such a rarity lately, and getting back together, I mean, there's just something special about that, isn't there?
Oh yeah, and I've noticed that people are hungrier than ever to gather and worship too, so it's going to be a special time.
Do you think we've gotten to a deeper meaning of what worship is, having been, you know, solo for so long?
Yeah, I think so. I think from what I've seen across the board over the last 8 months of touring, people are, they're ready, and they want to be in church, they want to be gathered, they want to be worshiping, and it's almost like, you know, I can speak for myself only really, but, you know, what we once took for granted, we no longer do. It's this holy, special moment, and that's what gathering together is. It's holy, and it's special, and I can see that people are really, really ready.
Well, and it is a worship night. So this is different than a concert where you might just sit and observe. This is kind of interactive, right? So how would you describe something like this, like worship? Like biblically, what do you think worship is?
Well, first of all, I mean, the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. And so that means that he dwells amongst us. He, when we worship, when we gather to worship, is a guaranteed place of encounter with the living God. And the Spirit of God, which is active, comes and he meets with us. And that's what these nights are all about, is just encountering the presence of God. And when you have an encounter with the Lord, I mean, there's nothing like it.
Now, when you're on stage and leading people in worship, do you peek sometimes and see how people are worshiping God?
Yeah, I think, like, for me as the one who's, you know, kind of leading the charge, I have a responsibility, you know, as much as, you know, I get to meet with the Lord as well, you know, I'm really there to create an atmosphere for others to meet with the Lord. And so, you know, I prepare myself spiritually as much as I can. And then when we gather, I just do what the Holy Spirit leads me to do, and he does the rest. It's amazing being on my side of the things and being able to watch people really and truly encounter the Holy Spirit, because, you know, what the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And so people are encountering that freedom and encountering that joy and that peace, and it's pretty incredible.
What sort of experiences have you had during your time as a worship leader and being someone who's kind of at the forefront and trying to usher people into that presence of God that has kind of stood out to you?
Well, I think when I look out at a congregation or a crowd, I can see people having these encounters that are just like brought to tears, they're brought to their knees, they're brought to whatever kind of posture that they're moved to. It's pretty special. Just like, and for me, it increases my faith as a worship leader, as I'm reminded that, oh yeah, this really is what God does. He does come to meet with us. He does come to remind us of who we are in him. And, in his presence, we have all that we need, right? And so, yeah, I'm so hopeful. Even as we're talking right now, I'm envisioning these nights across Ontario with Life 100. I just feel so hopeful.
Tell us a little bit about your song. We're playing it right now on Life, and it's really ministering to people. It's called Still. Tell us a little bit about the message of that song.
Wow. Well, yeah, I wrote that song about 3 months after I had my baby, and I came before the Lord, and I was just really broken, and I was really weary. I had nothing, so I felt nothing to offer anymore. I just kind of came to him just emptied. And the Lord brought me to the Psalms and reminded me who David was, a man after God's own heart. And it didn't matter what David was facing. You know, he was in despair, he was anxious, he was depressed, he was defeated. Whatever it was, he always had this posture of gratitude, this posture of praise. And he would come before the Lord no matter what and say, but still, I will praise you, Lord. And in that moment, I asked the Lord to transform my heart to be like David, that no matter what I was feeling in my specific personal season of emptiness, that the Lord would change my heart to a posture of, but still I will praise you, O Lord. And out of that moment, I was able to write the song Still. And it's really cool to see how God has been using it.
Mm. And it'll be part of our worship tour, making 5 stops across Central Ontario, led by Brooke Nichols. And she's been our guest this morning. Can't wait, Brooke.
Thank you.
And just a reminder, these tickets are free for the worship night. It's not going to cost you anything.
That's right.
But you need to reserve it, too. So make sure, if you haven't done so yet, get your tickets reserved for one of these Life 100.3 worship night stops in Central Ontario at our website.
Go to lifeonline.fm.